Africa. The year was 1976. I'm going to be giving away my age. But anyway, I was standing in the middle of a clothing store on the north side of Chicago. This is a true story. It's going to sound like I'm making this up, but God knows I'm telling the truth. And I was with a friend, and ordinarily I probably would have been saying to him, you know, pick this color, get that suit. But for some reason, I'm standing in the middle of this clothing store on the north side of Chicago, and like I was anticipating something, and God spoke to me loud and clearly. And what he said to me was, you're going to go on a road with the Broadway show Raising, the touring company of the Broadway show Raising, for 1 year, and you're going to buy 10 suits. So I started calling my friends up in Chicago saying goodbye. And they said, where are you going? I said, I'm going on a road with the Broadway show Raising. They said, when did you get the part? I said, I don't have it yet. They said, well, what are you talking about? I said, I'm going on the road with the Broadway show Raising. They said, you're nuts. You haven't even auditioned or nothing? I said, no. Show came to town a few weeks later. I auditioned for the touring company at the Broadway show Raising. I got a part in the show. I went on the road for 1 year and I bought 10 suits just like God told me. Show closed here. I got some breaks out here. I did Porgy and Bess at San Bernardino Civic Light Opera. Did some parts on the General Hospital. But I was all along, I was drinking alcohol and smoking marijuana. And so I heard about, I met this guy named Sunji Ali. Mm-hmm. Sunji, what can I say about Sunji? He was a poet extraordinaire, a writer, and he loved the blues. He loved the blues. And he got me started working with him doing poetry around South Central and different places. We went to UCLA at one point and did some poetry. And everybody in the world knew Sunji, and I found that out when I was at his wake. It was a memorial service. I was shocked at the people that came out. There was one young man got up and he said, Sunji Ali started me on poetry. And he recited a poem in Sunji's honor that was so phenomenal. It was like somebody pushed a button at the end of his poem and about 300 or 400 people sprang to their feet. That's when I found out that Sunji was really incredible. Before he died, he introduced me to Mel and Melvin Ishmael Johnson. And that's how I got with this group here, Drama Stage Qumran. And we've done such quite a few things. My favorite, which is Catch the Tiger, where I play Marcus Garvey. And I've done my one-man play down here twice, Heaven Can't Wait No More. And I'm always looking forward to what Mel is doing. We did a thing where I played the Attorney General, the number one recruit. And we did that for the NAACP 10-minute play festival. And I like working with the homeless people down here. It's amazing when you come down here and you see how blessed you are and you see what these people don't have. Passing out these hygiene kits, you just can't help but feel like you're doing something worthwhile because this is a big thing for them. And I'm very proud of Melvin and Erlene and what they're doing and their consistency. And I'm glad to be part of it sincerely.
So on your road to returning to your career, you had mentioned something about a program that helped you along the way. Can you tell me a little something about that?
I can't recall mentioning the program, but I did get into Victory Outreach.
You said some kum kam. Okay. We'll stop.